CliffCentral.com.
So we get this message last night from Ben.
Yes.
Hang on, before you start complaining, let me complain. So Ben sends this last night.
Hey guys, there's a slight chance I physically won't be able to come into the studio tomorrow.
So I'm thinking, oh no, they cut off his legs. I go, why? He goes,
my back fucked up today and I look like I have the alignment of a quantum that has been in about 3 accidents.
So what the hell happened? I saw you playing golf yesterday. It must have been that.
It really was. It was like the fourth hole, and then it felt like I'd been shot with paintball bullets, and I was literally about to cry. But I couldn't, of course, because I was around male company, and you can't do that in life. It was just so bad, Gareth. And like, to get out of bed this morning, I had to like try and not cry like a baby because Daniela's back, and oh. I'm now lying semi-fetal with a laptop next to me.
Right.
And I can only go see my body technician guy after 10 this morning. But it's like really bad. I'm so skew. My left hip is high. My right hip sort of twisted to the right.
What's wrong with you? You used to be fit. You used to laugh at me and say, you're going to be fat and useless very, very soon. And you would laugh and you'd point at me and you'd say, you're doing that wrong and you're doing this wrong and you've got bad posture. And look at you. You've turned into this 9-billion-year-old man.
Look, I still stand by what I said to you, but it's just embarrassing what's happening to me. You're right. And it's just getting worse and worse. This is like every year something bad happens to me. But I'm kind of hoping with the amount of muscle relaxants I've been taking and the healing hands of my guy, Derek, everything should be okay by this afternoon.
Now, this guy, does he panel beat you with a hammer?
Sheepers, Gareth, if I wasn't so, I don't know, strong-willed, I would probably not go to a guy like this because you do lose a lot of innocence, but he really gets the job done. He is very hands-on, top to bottom.
I was going to say, isn't this the same guy that brought you close to basically having an orgasm? He's so good. That's what you said the last time, isn't it?
Well, not exactly, but hey, let's stretch it. Yeah, he obviously does a lot of things with his hands that no man ever has done before to me.
Ah, how I relate, Benjamin. How I relate.
So what happens? Yeah. Do you lie down on a table?
Well, standard procedure is you got to go down to your underwear and, you just get worked over. So you leave there oily and warm.
Now, where is your problem? Is it your spine?
It's just the general lumbar area, Gareth. I literally have, I look skew. So if I stand in a mirror, I'm kind of facing to the right a little bit.
Like Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I'm walking like Quasimodo too. I'm walking like Damon at the moment. It's so embarrassing. That's why there's no ways I could have even ventured towards the studio. I would be sitting there right now. Well, I'd be in pain. I'd probably be lying down.
But Ben, this is not the first time this back thing has interrupted your life in this way. I mean, is there something wrong that you possibly need to be checked out by like an orthopedic person?
Yeah, stop playing that stupid golf. That's probably part of it.
No, what I've got a slight sort of extended curve in my spine, so I need to go to a bike assist to work out some muscle imbalances, and then essentially I just need to do yoga until I'm 87. I think that's the only way I can get through this now.
Is Daniela there?
Yeah, she got back last night. She got back last night to find me as a trembling physical mess. It's hardly what I had in mind.
Can I talk to her?
No, she's still in bed. Her and Miles are upstairs. I'm sort of down here, so I don't make too much of a noise.
Well, the poor woman, what kind of position did she find you in?
Well, I was putting on a brave face, obviously, and I was walking around the house.
But you met her at the door where you went, "Hey, Esmeralda,
I'm
here to greet you."
Yeah, pretty much, actually. That was very close.
Ring the bells, Esmeralda, in the high church steeple. Is that what you were sounding like? Looking like?
Gareth, I cannot tell a lie. That's pretty much me. That was what she had to come home to after 2 weeks away.
That's how I imagine it. What a great relationship. She's thinking to herself, I could have had someone younger.
I know. I could have got someone younger who actually has a physical working back. Well, here she comes. She's coming downstairs.
Let me speak to her, and then I'll get the truth out of her.
All right. Here she goes.
I need some headphones,
though. There we go.
Hey, Daniela. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey. What a mess for you to come home to this disgrace.
I know, I've been gone for like 2 weeks and I come back to this, but...
Yeah. Woohoo! Happy Easter! We brought you a cripple for Christmas. Happy Easter. Great.
This does happen every so often that Ben ends up a little bit skew. I think it's because I'm not home to keep him straight.
And then he needs to go to this guy who apparently manhandles him in a very inappropriate way.
For me, the strange thing about having to go see Derek is like when he has to leave money in like a little box.
Oh, yeah.
What?
A lot of trust going on here. So it's obviously this guy has, I don't know, gone on a course, got his diploma in massaging men. And obviously it's not like, you can't claim for medical aid and all those things. So it's a cash only business. So then you have to leave money in a little box. And I can only imagine what's engraved on this box. My imagination does run a bit wild.
Massaging men. Does he not have women clientele?
I don't know. Ben has often described him as a slightly chunky Steven Seagal. Well, not that Steven Seagal is slimmer trim, but so it is all very strange. But anything that gets him right again.
Sounds very
it's also very strange. I had no idea that he hadn't. I woke up this morning a couple of minutes ago, obviously listening to the show, and I'm like, Ben didn't kiss me goodbye. Like, that was so weird.
Yeah, meanwhile.
And then I'm listening. Meanwhile, he was downstairs the whole time, and I had to find out through listening to the show. It's quite strange.
So, what sort of position is he in, and how much of the bed does he take up when he's crippled like this, and where do you fit?
So we actually swapped sides last night in the bed because of, I'm assuming the angle helps, but I was so exhausted I just completely passed out. So he doesn't really take up much space, but I can tell it's very awkward for him. Right now he's downstairs at the dining room table, dressed up a tiny bit like Quasimodo.
Rags and overcoats to hide my hunchback.
I mean, Meowsers isn't even cuddling with him, and that's quite strange because generally she clings to Ben, and she is nowhere to be seen now. So
now I know you've spent the whole of the last couple of weeks working really hard, so you haven't been around, and I mean, it's a tough thing to ask. He probably wouldn't, but I'll ask you. I mean, do you ever think, well, I can handle this with a tube of deep heat and...
It's a little bit more extreme. If you see his body, I mean, he has got a broken chassis. It's like he is very wonky.
Isn't this the time where you look around and you say, well, maybe I could do better?
Oh, no, Gareth.
Not even a little bit. I'm trying to find the words to just like talk him up.
Yeah.
Those words are a little lost right now. Yeah, sure. But they're there somewhere.
Well, you're looking at him, you're thinking, what the hell did I do wrong in my previous life to have to be stuck with this? I'm going to be looking after a question mark shaped person for the rest of my life.
You know what? Even in his broken state, I asked him to help me with something last night. I needed to take some dresses to work, and I needed a suit jacket cover. Mm-hmm. And this morning, in my crazy state, wondering why I didn't get a kiss goodbye, I noticed all the dresses perfectly packed in the like a little suit jacket on the floor. So, you know, even in his frail state, he managed to do that, which I'm obviously greatly appreciative of. So.
Hey, someone here who will remain nameless says, I've noticed that whenever Daniela comes back from holiday, Ben's back is fucked.
Get it, girl.
Well, I mean, that is the power of, honey, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Ma'am.
Remind me.
Okay, I'm guilty. It's all my fault.
Are you going to keep doing this disappearing for like 3 weeks at a time?
Oh, so I leave again next week, Wednesday evening, and then I'm back on the 3rd of May, and then I'm home for 2 weeks, and then I'm gone for another 2 weeks. So
my God.
Between Joburg and Cape Town I'm dual city living.
That's tough. That's a hard job.
I do love it. It's really crazy.
Some people when they hear about that kind of a business lifestyle, they think, oh, well, that's glamorous and exciting. It's not. It's horrible because you don't really settle in a hotel room. And when you are home, you suddenly realize there are a whole lot of things that you should have been doing. Plus, I mean, you guys are, you know, you like each other. You enjoy being around each other. It's not like you by choice are away. So it must be pretty difficult.
It's twofold. That whole saying, be careful what you wish for. I always wanted to travel and all sorts of things and loved the idea of going back and forth to Cape Town. I've always loved Cape Town and my parents have recently moved there. But now it's like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And then you were mentioning hotel rooms and even being able to get comfortable. I like to try to be social when I'm in Cape Town so that I don't just get stuck in my room. But that does mean having dinner and drinks at the hotel room bar. And I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10 people think I'm a prostitute. Which is a little bit awkward.
Yeah, hang around the hotel lobby is usually a prostitute's job.
Yeah, there was one instance where I was like meeting different clients and suppliers and customers, and inevitably it happened at the hotel room bar. And I eventually leaving the hotel actually apologized to Jade, the one barman at this particular hotel, saying, "I'm terribly sorry. It looks like I'm a prostitute that every night I have a different person sitting here having a drink with me. I promise it's all work." And then I realized, oh no, that is exactly what a prostitute would say. Never mind.
Yeah, you're screwed either way. You shouldn't even have offered an explanation. Now it sounds worse.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh goodness, this is terrible.
But on the nights when you're not a prostitute, I mean, you're the kind of woman who probably gets harassed almost everywhere you go, because I can imagine all sorts of creepy men just walking up to you and trying their luck.
No, that's just my belly projecting. That's her problem.
No, I mean, we're always talking about how stunning Daniela is. And I can imagine that, you know, for you, every other minute, there's somebody like...
You have someone calling in every morning asking if they could taste your juice.
I'm just saying.
Here's my belly. Get a girl. Guys, I always appreciate you guys making me feel so good, but it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And when I'm in Cape Town, the mirrors are definitely shattered a bit. But no, I try and spend a lot of time with colleagues, which keeps you sane and safe. But I don't find getting myself into too much trouble. I know I have a broken boyfriend to get back to, so.
Temporarily.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Let him curve himself into some position where he's able to be useful to us. We got to get to sport just now. You go and get some more sleep. CliffCentral.com